This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Brazil is one of the United States' biggest competitors in agricultural trade. The nation of Brazil has surpassed the United States as the world's largest soybean exporter and is also one of the top exporters of beef, often competing with U.S. producers. Therefore, United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says that President Trump's threat to impose a 50% tariff on Brazil might be the most important of his proposed tariffs. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley says that President Trump's threat to impose a 50% tariff on Brazil might be the most important of his proposed tariffs.
Brazil is perhaps the biggest global competitor to the United States ag industry.
It is not just soybeans, poultry, and beef that Senator Grassley is alluding to with Brazilian trade, but also biofuels.
Brazil's unfair tariffs have allowed the country to shelter its domestic ethanol industry from competition here in the United States.
The White House noted in February that Brazil imposes an 18% tariff on U.S. ethanol, while Brazilian ethanol faces almost no U.S. import duty. Grassley says now is the time to act to ensure fairer trade for U.S. ethanol producers.
I'm hoping the Trump administration can utilize trade negotiations with Brazil to level the playing field and increase market access for U.S. ethanol producers.
Senator Grassley made his comments on Tuesday during his weekly ag conference call with farm broadcasters and reporters. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. Also, you can head to the podcast tab of our website and listen to our daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.